And welcome to Season 9, Episode 47 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, and I'm here once again with the Chief and the Goon to spend some time with you and tell you how the week's been and what we're planning and getting into all that holiday I don't even know what the word is. It's been a long day. So we have holidays that we've just finished and holidays to come. Chief, how are you, sir? How are things down in Texas? Do you have snow?
We do not. It is 31 degrees. So,
oh, holy cow. You could have snow.
Technically, we could. We will have frost. I will see what my dumb chickens do. Because these smart chickens like to go on their coop where it's warm.
I've heard that.
And then my dumb chickens go on top of the coop where it is not warm.
And then they fly up there?
No. They play Q-Bert and jump around the lake.
Wow, now you're dating yourself.
It's a game.
Even as we speak, there's a lot of people, what was Q-Bert? I looked this up.
I know.
Sounds like something we would usually say.
I know. Is he getting old, Goon?
Yeah.
He's been gone a while.
He has been gone a while, and we misses him.
We misses him forever. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, marks 1,300 days since our good friend the Chief bid the state of Maryland a not-so-fond farewell and moved to the sunny confines of what is your state motto?
The Lone Star State.
The Lone Star State. There you go.
Well, that's the nickname. That's
not the motto. Yeah, I wanted the nickname. He knew what I wanted because, you know, I'm dumb.
Friendship?
Friendship is your motto? Really?
Yeah.
Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
Friendship is the state motto of Texas.
See? I wasn't joking.
It just seems a little funny. I'm just, you know.
What, do you want a more traditional one?
So here's the thing.
Well, I was thinking it would be more along the lines of, you know, get out, we want to be our own country again. Not that I blame them, you know.
As opposed to the Maryland motto?
What is the Maryland motto? Eat more.
Fatty Mashy Parole Famine.
God bless you. Who?
Fatty Mashy Parole Famine.
That is the worst Latin I've ever heard in my life.
You're welcome.
We can get it worse.
Strong deeds, gentle words.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
We need to like go state by state and just go.
Put down that gun, please. You know, like.
No, I think it should be, you know. Are you going to eat the mustard from the crab? That would be the motto for the steak.
That just sounds horrible.
I do not partake. My foray into crabs is crab cakes. That's it.
I've been, crab feasts are nice. They're an opportunity to socialize.
Too much work.
You don't get much food out of it, but the idea is to socialize and actually speak with people while you're eating.
No.
And you get to make a gigantic mess.
That could be fun, but no. Just give me all my right. Crab cake. I will sit in my corner and brood.
Sometimes there's beer. Better?
Beer helps. Beer always helps.
I guess you have to have Natty Bow. So
after a day like today, beer certainly helps. I had grand and glorious success, gentlemen. I have been fighting with a technology that I am by no means an expert in. And today, everything worked. For a brief moment, I was the master of my processes. Then the system kind of went wonky, and I was told by the people who own it that my continued presence on their system was no longer desired. Apparently, my development box has become a staging box for another project, and they're not too keen on me coming in like a demented wombat and breaking things. So I've been shuffled off to a whole new system, only to find out that they disabled one of the major components of that system that I needed, so my stuff wasn't going to work there anyway.
So they gave you like a TRS-80 that they had in the back of the lab?
Exactly. Please run your Linux stuff on this PC. There you go. Okay. Oh, do we mention it's a TRS-80, really? Yeah.
Have a nice day. Bye now.
Could have been Abacus.
I know. It could have been Abacus.
Yeah. I, too, made strides in the thing that I was working on after you left.
Awesome.
I figured out why the pop-up I've been trying to get rid of comes up.
That means the turkey's done.
What? One of the people that was there before me put a trigger in that specifically does that.
I bet you turned that thing off.
Well, you know, I didn't because I know what else the little pop-up does. I just don't think I need to say yes every time. It's the kind of thing that it doesn't cause any
It's harm. Needy.
Well, no, I mean, it doesn't cause any harm to do this. So why ask? Just do it. So now if a file exists in a certain location, those pop-ups will not happen. I just didn't get a chance to test it before I left.
Yeah, there's always tomorrow.
But it's going to work.
Of course it does. You're the good.
We are what we are.
It's true, so true.
And then I came home and watched the continuing war at home.
There's a war going on in your home. Do we need to send the president over and get a peace treaty? Who are the combatants? We should start at the top.
Well, one of them just came in.
Really?
Yes, the leader of the one who would be on the president's side, I think.
Okay.
Is a Shokat, Empress of the House.
Yeah.
Ruler of all
Is she wearing like the little khaki thing like the guy from Ukraine does all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy.
Yeah. The guy.
You know.
About to be gone.
I don't know. We'll get to that in a moment. So I can imagine who the other combatant or combatants are. I'm going to guess it's not the Hateful Kitten this time.
It is not the Hateful Kitten. She is also a victim.
Oh.
And Shokat has joined with her.
Now there's an alliance.
To get this bad behavior stopped.
Got it.
The problem is it's Stitch.
Stitch?
Yeah. This shouldn't really surprise you. Stitch causes most of the trouble in the house.
Oh, I thought it was I thought it was Wendy.
Yes, Curly Dog. Curly Dog likes to chase the cats, which is, you know, dumb.
Yeah, it's a good way to get your face messed up.
Even in this time of increased hostility, Stitch watches her chase the cats and goes, "Geez, I really wouldn't do that." Hi.
Some of us know better.
It's bad, and you're going to learn why shortly. But you know, Stitch has decided that if you are given food. Mm-hmm. By the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
and you do not eat your food like a golden retriever, it must be because you're not hungry.
Oh, no.
And he wishes to help that situation. We can't have uneaten food just lollygagging around the house all day.
Yeah.
It clutters up State Lagoon Manor.
Right.
So, go ahead, Chief.
He's obviously been over here. Where the motto is, we don't waste food.
Right.
Right. So if it takes you longer than a second and a half to clean your bowl, then he goes over and grabs your bowl, cleans it, and then brings it over to his treasure spot in the living room so that Hurricane can find it later so she can wash it and refill it.
With your food.
That's usually about a half an hour later when the Empress and her kitten come upstairs and go, "Hey, we're hungry. I fed you." "Yeah. Well, the big Glilden guy got it, so feed us again."
That can get expensive too.
It can, and it can also cause Stitch to become, well, somewhat larger.
Which in theory, actually, this might actually, you know, solve itself, because if he gets too large, he ends up like the dog with the gravy.
Yeah.
In the cartoon, you know. Just on his back, bloated.
He could be an incredible Stitch at that, you know.
Yeah. He it's not gonna be like the Frisky Puppy and Claude the Cat cartoon.
No. No. This is more like Spike. I will find the clips for these cartoons, folks. I'll do that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So yeah, this was a, I guess this was a 50s cartoon. We didn't see it in the 50s, being unalive in the 50s.
Right. Right. Well,
we saw them in reruns. Right. It was a Looney Tunes, right? All of Bugs Bunny was Looney Tunes.
Yep.
It's really like one.
No gravy.
Hey, you know what? It introduced most of us to opera. And horror movies. Remember the big monster? I can't think of the monster's name, but you know the one I mean. It was pretty much all hair.
The red one with the sneakers?
Two eyes, right?
Yeah, and the little eyes. That's the one, yeah.
I don't remember what he's called. What is that guy? Now, you guys, you know I have insatiable curiosity.
And we knew you were going to look.
Monster.
All right, Gossamer.
Yes, right. Gossamer. Okay. It's like Gossamer, large, hairy, and mostly silent character from Looney Tunes. First appearing in 1946, hair-raising hair. Created by Chuck Jones and serves as a henchman to a mad scientist. Yeah. I think the name Gossamer, though, came more along the lines after, like, the newer Bugs Bunny things, right?
Good name, though.
Oh, yeah.
Look, man, you're asking too many questions.
I like the sneakers. I think the sneakers were a nice touch. So, yeah.
Yeah, because nothing else was correct.
I'll include a picture of Gossamer, too.
Folks. Oh, yeah, no red eyes, but he's all red, so that must be what I remembered. Although, I probably didn't have a color TV back then, Chief, so I probably had no idea.
Right.
I know for a fact I started life with, black and white and VHF only. TV had channels 2 through 13, and only 3 of those were actually in use.
For us, it was only 2 were actually in use.
Mm.
I was poor enough that by the time I came along, that was still the case.
Us, it was channel 3 and channel 8.
Okay, let me see if I can remember.
Channel 3 was auxiliary.
In Philadelphia... With channel 7 was ABC. Channel 10 was CBS. And channel 2, I think, was NBC. And all my friends at school were talking about this really new cool cartoon called Speed Racer. But it was on channel 29. And I kept looking at my dial, and I looked at my dad, and I said, how do I get this dial that only goes from 2 to 13 to 29? He says, we get a new TV. I was like, okay, well, so much for that. Oh, yeah. Those were the days.
Channel 3 was CBS. Channel 8 was ABC. Channel 3.
You had no NBC?
Channel 30 was NBC.
Oh.
You see the problem.
I do indeed. Indeed, I do.
And even when we got a TV that had the UHF dial, our antenna, which was up in the attic, didn't receive UHF.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, it was supposed to. It just didn't do a very good job.
Not to get too geeky, but Channel 7's audio is at the low end The frequency for channel 7 is at the low end of the FM spectrum. And I used to have, my mom used to have this one soap opera she watched on ABC. And she would have to take me places during that soap opera. And I said, well, Mom, check this out. And I would jam the radio dial all the way over to the left-hand side. And all of a sudden, we're now picking up the audio for Channel 7. And she's like, how did you know that? I said, and that's how I started being a tech geek. And I've been like the family tech geek ever since.
Oh, I'm so surprised. Said absolutely no one.
Well, I do love it, though, when people ask me questions about iPhones. I'm like, nope, sorry, can't help you. Move on. Please contact my nieces, my wife, my son. That is not my forte.
I have an iPhone.
I can't help you with that, sir.
So I don't want help with it.
There you go.
I have a question for you two gentlemen.
Sure.
Since you were talking about Looney Tunes, mm-hmm. which Looney Tunes character is the exact same except for its nose?
I'm sorry?
There's one Looney Tunes character that is identical in all aspects
uh-huh.
except for the nose.
Well, okay. Identical to what?
To its counterpart. So just think, this isn't even palette swap. Everything is the same except for the nose. And thus the name was different because they didn't want to use the same character doing different things.
Wow.
I was going to initially say Slowpoke Rodriguez, but I don't think that's true.
It is not.
Who is it?
Crutch loves trivia. All right. You know Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote was always going after Roadrunner. So
right.
We couldn't have the coyote going after the sheep, but Ralph the wolf was always fighting Sam the sheepdog.
Oh, that's right. That wasn't Wile E. Coyote, but he looked a lot like him.
Yes.
That's right, because they would clock in. They had the time clock yes. on the tree.
This is correct. And they are the exact same except for the nose.
Let's see if we got a picture.
Wow. So there you go. That is your Looney Tunes trivia.
Oh, wow. Dudes, check this picture out. Again, I will include this in the notes.
Hold on.
It's when you can't pay for new content. So you just...
Yeah.
Wow.
He changed the colors and his nose. That's rude. That's just wrong.
You don't have to stencil at that point. So
you know when you're out of budget, you're out of budget.
Yeah.
But they made a new character, and you can, you know, back then you could sell merch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's so. You know, it's funny. It's weird. I didn't even notice. I guess part of my brain almost thought, well, they just added a voice to a Wile E. Coyote that's different just for this, you know, thing. But he's an entirely different character. Okay.
So did you guys hear about the problems with the aircraft over the holidays?
I know that a whole fleet of aircraft will not see the light of day again, which I'm not sure you were.
Ooh.
You had mentioned this brand before and said, and I quote, I will never. And apparently they said, and neither will anyone else.
You're speaking of the MD-11 and the DC-10.
Yes. Well, not a lot of people fly in DC-10s anymore anyway.
Well, pilots will be. They're not doing any passenger travel anymore, but yeah. And that's owned by Boeing. My, oh my.
Boeing, that sound that their stock makes when it hits the ground.
Well, I mean, they also have, let's see, there's the 737 MAX.
I've been on those.
I have too. I have
both
two.
Here still, thank God.
There's there's the Starliner. That flies, sort of.
How many engines on that thing?
Just one big one going up. Coming back, you're on your own. Well, it has thrusters. Does that count?
Will they stop me if I land like a bag of wet cement?
I don't think they'll start you, so that's probably not an issue.
Okay.
I think the problem is you get up there and then you need them to steer. And you got that General Mills cereal? Nothing, honey.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's pretty bad.
It's been that kind of week, you know.
About as much thrust as a fart in a hurricane.
Funny, but wrong.
But wrong.
It's like a joke I told at choir practice this evening.
Uh-oh.
I asked a guy to give me the name of the pig on Green Acres, and he couldn't do it.
Arnold?
Ava Gabor.
That's not funny.
Funny.
And it is wrong.
But raw.
It so, is. there's a clip from the show Dallas going around.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know you guys know of the show. I didn't know if you guys watched it.
I was a huge fan of Dallas. Huge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in this clip, the man is storming out and the woman is saying, "And which one of the loose female individuals will you be spending the night with?" And he turns around and do you know what this man said?
I don't.
He said, "It won't be any different than the loose individual staring in front of me right now." And then proceeded to walk up.
Well, Mal, there you go.
I believe that character was J.R. Ewing.
Yes, J.R., that's what they said.
J.R.
Yeah, unmistakable.
There's a reason he got shot. Well, say he deserved it, but you know.
What happened to the woman who shot him?
They wrote her off the show.
What happened to her? You know what happened to her. It was on the show.
I wasn't a Dallas fan.
Face down in the swimming pool next season.
Oh.
How'd that happen? Who can say?
Who can say? I understand that they have a new pool cleaner over there. One Hilarious Clintonati. Nice lady.
Yeah, Mexican immigrant, I believe.
Something like that. But,
wow.
Oh, it's never going to get old. Somebody needs killing. We need somebody like Hillary.
That's right. What happened to her? She slipped and fell and somehow held herself down at the bottom of the pool for a little while.
With the radio.
Just for good measure.
That's very good.
That's like she was drowning, and I threw the first thing to her I could think of.
Oh, it's one of those new 220 volt jobs.
Yeah, through the entire living room console ladder. It's either a concussion or electrocution. One of the two will get her. I'm sorry. I'm being kind of silly. I'm okay now.
No, you're not okay. But we love you anyway.
Well, thank you. I love you both. Yes.
You know, Swamp Fox is going to send more email now.
Letters. We get letters. Only from Swamp Fox. Well, no, that's not true. We get letters from our number one fan.
Yes, he did disagree with number one fan. He said that he said that he didn't think that Crutch was the one who talked too much.
Yeah, well, he is an opinion of one, apparently.
So I guess he's mad at Chief for talking too much. I can't figure out.
Chatty Chief. That's going to be his new name.
I hope not.
Yeah, no, that's not. Yeah.
No, that's not good. Now I'm getting headbutted. Yes, Showcat, I've told them. Uh-oh, now I'm getting the craw.
Not the craw.
Yeah, the craw.
Oh my God, we all get that joke.
Wow.
She keeps headbutting the microphone out of the race, so I have to lean in my chair and still be in front of it.
She followed around the room. She keeps tapping it. Look, she I can make the human run. Yeah. Oh, man. So what else is going on? How is everybody? Are we all ready for the snow? I keep hearing snow. I keep hearing rain.
I guess 95 corridor,
whatever the heck.
I don't know. We should be careful going in tomorrow, I think.
Well, my son has finished his semester and is desirous of being picked up tomorrow. So I'm a little leery about the sending my beloved out there by herself because I will be in Annapolis taking the number one fan to a medical appointment. So I will be out on the road in this, whatever it is. Not sanguine with that.
I might be in Annapolis on Thursday. I'm trying to decide on whether I should go or not. My local high school is in the state championship game.
Your local high school?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the one near where you live now?
Because you went to high school
in New England.
I did, yes. Okay. They're not in the Maryland state championship.
It would be a weird thing for them to be in the Maryland state championship. Yes. Did you have anybody who went to your local high school? Did your offspring go there?
No, my cousins went. Swamp Fox went there.
I mean the one here in Maryland, dude.
No, nobody from my family other than my daughter has been there.
Oh, so your daughter did go there. Okay.
She went there, yeah.
You do have a connection. Okay, I was just like, you know. Because you're a big fan, and I support the local team and all, but it's like, you know, if I started going to Howard County High School football games, it would be awkward because my son didn't go there, and people would go, who's the old guy?
You know? Right. They would be creepy.
It would be really creepy.
The last time they were in the state championship game?
No, when?
17 years ago.
That's where I thought you were going to say 1776.
They've gotten close a few times, but they'd never made it all the way. So I'm thinking it might be fun to go and see them. It's not very expensive. I think it's only
$10. $10 to watch amateurs play. Gee, where does the money go?
Well, I mean, you do get to, they do have to rent the stadium, and it's going to be at Army-Navy Stadium.
Oh.
Or I guess that's Navy Stadium, right?
Yeah. Well, it's Navy's home stadium. It's a nice stadium, by the way. I've seen one game there. It was very nice.
It's outside, though, right?
It is indeed. They dress appropriately.
That may be a reason not to go.
Yeah. Because it's supposed to get nasty up the 95 corridor. I'm not sure what side of the corridor I'm supposed to be on.
Are we on different sides? We're not, are we?
You and I are on the same side. In all things, Goon. In all things.
it's kind of true, isn't it? So you're gonna move to Florida with me, right?
Not a chance.
Why not?
Well, he just moved someone out of Florida.
That's right. It's like once I pulled her out of Florida, I was actually told not to return. I have to sneak in there once a year.
That is, no. Yeah, I was going to say that's not true. And that could be part of the tradition when going and paying respects to a particular someone.
Right. So the only way I can go there permanently is to, you know, go there permanently.
Well, then when you do go to visit, you can stop, make it a couple of day trip and stop at State Lagoon Manor South or whatever we're going to call it.
Okay. Okay. I certainly come visit. Chief knows I've come to visit him, even though, you know, it's haunted and all. I would certainly come and visit. I just
the haunted entity only seems to like you. So
I guess I'm sensitive that way.
It wasn't interested in me.
Well, I'm pretty sure with the device on that you were wearing at the time, it probably thought you were Darth Vader and didn't want to mess with you.
plus the glow from all that charisma.
Yeah, you know, charisma definitely will dampen the ectoplasmic energies.
Well, to be fair, Crutch.
It's okay with the flight attendant.
You were the only non-minority here.
So it thought I was easy pickings.
Well, I mean, immigrants were minorities. The goon is minority. I'm a minority. Kids are minorities.
You were. I'm an oppressor. I get it.
Yeah. It was a privilege.
It like drew him in as a hate beacon.
The red ring was glowing. I mean, because the lights were off. So obviously.
Yeah. I'm going to. Yeah. I still have a firm belief that there is no such thing as fiction. That writers who write fiction are merely tapping into other realities. And I am firmly convinced that there's a reality out there where all the DC stuff and all the Marvel stuff is actually going on. And one day, one of those red rings from that universe is going to find a way to me. I'm just telling you. I see it in my future.
You're going to open up your front door and it's just going to knock you on the forehead a few times?
No, it's going to say, Crutch, you have shown great rage. Welcome to the Red Lantern Corps. It does announce itself and then it zaps on your finger and pulls your heart out.
Does it pull? I don't think it does that.
Well, you lose your heart. Oh, now we're really getting geeky, folks. Right?
Yeah. I'm a little scared now.
It causes it to like be till explosion, I thought.
Right. And then the only way you survive is by having the ring on. Let's see here. Winnipers, yeah. Their heart is replaced by their red power ring, leaving the original organ useless. The ring consumes the wearer's heart and blood, forcing them to expel a rage-fueled napalm-like plasma. Okay. That sounds like fun.
Which, you know, it. I don't know when that became the lore, because when Guy Gardner with the Red Lantern, he swapped a couple times, but you shouldn't be able to see him being human and that being the end of his life.
Well, not only that, but he was a Baltimore cop, so, you know, not really human.
Maybe he just didn't have a heart.
He didn't have a heart to begin with.
Yes, that could be.
Hard to make it dissolve, you know, but we digress. Folks, if you're interested in the Green Lanterns, do not see the movie with Ryan Reynolds. Go buy a book.
Come on. It was nice. The first part when he got the ring and all was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, and they picked the right guy to play Sinestro.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. He really looked the part. They did an amazing makeup job. But,
they didn't, there's too much that wasn't explained.
Yeah.
Like what always happens.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, the first Dune movie that came out was a massive confusion because they left the 22-minute intro to that movie, which they put back on when they put it on television, and everybody went, oh, this all makes sense now.
I remember being in the theater, and they handed out 2 pages of notes.
Really?
Yeah.
I read the books. I'm like, yeah, I know all this stuff.
Well, Hurricane knew all the books.
And people are like, what the heck is a guild steersman? Let me explain to you.
Yeah. Hurricane and her sister knew all the Dune books. Mm-hmm. So they sat on either side of myself and her sister's then fiance and filled us in. I was like, what's going on? What's with the creepy nun-like characters?
What's with the fat guy in the floating thing?
What about the floating fat man? What about
floating fat man? That's the best man. Best line of the movie. But yeah, that's the problem is you get books that are very detail-oriented, and you've got to squeeze, you know, an entire book or even a series of books into a, you know, 150-minute movie. And then that fails. The Avatar movie, M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar, that I meant, not the blue skinny people. Smurfs with the overactive thyroid.
We have to say The Last Airbender. That's
right. Yes. Avatar was The Last Airbender, yes. That movie was horrible. But if
the series was good. Did you like the series?
The animated series?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, because that was my introduction to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes
the material is just, don't make it a movie. You can't do it. Don't make it a movie.
And we loved it. And we went to the movie and we were like, well, what was that?
Right. Yeah.
Well, at a Red Lantern, I mean, it was Atrocitus. That is the way to describe it.
It was atrocious. Yes,
I am watching such a movie right now on the show I've mentioned several times, Svengoolie.
You're watching a movie right now, aren't you? Concentrating on the show.
They're doing Amityville. I'm just ignoring it.
Okay.
They're doing Amityville 3D.
Do you have 3D glasses?
They removed the 3D content so that you can watch it. And it actually stars two young ladies before they became stars.
Oh.
Meg Ryan and Lori Loughlin.
Oh, wow.
And I'm 20 minutes into the movie, and it is... it's terrible.
The whole thing was, you know, 3D.
It's not quite as bad as Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, but almost. Or Phantasm, that's another bad horror movie.
Phantasm was the one with the steel balls and the spike, right?
To fly
around and jam into your forehead.
That's it.
Yeah, that was.
And you had the girl and the guy making out in the cemetery in the beginning of the movie, and she stabs him.
Yeah.
So I think her name was Gwendolyn Steele.
Stop.
No. So number one, Phantasm has a cult following.
Oh, absolutely.
And in fact,
so does Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. It doesn't necessarily mean the movie's good.
Okay, but Attack of the Killer Tomatoes did not have music that we used in our intro in years past.
Well, that's true. We have used the Phantasm music.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we have.
A long time ago in the galaxy far, far away, we used to use different opening music depending on whether or not the chief was going off on one of his favorite forays.
Explorations.
Yes. Explorations. That's a great word. Explorations.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yes. So, because that particular person had a name.
Who? The guy?
No, the big one in the no, because he was just a tall man. He didn't have a name. But the person that the woman who was doing the stabbing was actually the tall man. I'm seeing that you guys did not watch the series.
No.
We drank beer and laughed a lot, the friends that I went to see the movie with. We went to one of those cinema and draft houses, and you know that's probably
cinema.
Yeah.
So
during that time in my life, yeah.
During the whole horror series when people didn't really have a storyline. You know, cuz first the Friday the 13th, it was the mom who was doing it. Then it was Jason who wasn't really drowned. And then he became some kind of, you know, demon entity.
Right.
Right.
Things that changed. So the tall man apparently was a shapeshifter. And so he became the lady in lavender and would do stuff. And then all of a sudden, it turns out that he came from another dimension. And he was trying to get the humans ready for the invasion of the balls. And those steel balls were actually, you know, the robots that were taking over other dimensions and stuff. I mean, there were tall man versus tall man, but the guy died, and they said, "Well, we're not making this without him." I don't know.
The actor's name for the tall man was Angus Scrimm.
Yes.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Wow.
That's just, yeah, I could see it.
And I mean, he was around our height, and so.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So they.
Well, compared to me, that is a tall man. So.
So, you know, this brings up another thing. I have found out that there is a tall people's meetup that exists.
Yeah. I saw that on, what was it? It was on CBS Sunday Morning.
No kidding.
So I was thinking, because my son has zero chance of going out for any normal reason, maybe he would go out if just to meet other tall people like him.
Yeah. How tall is he now?
6'5".
Yeah, he would fit in nicely. The tallest woman who was there this year, I think, was 6'9". And the tallest guy was like 7'10".
The tallest I saw was 7'4".
What's the 7'4"? 7'4"? Maybe.
Well, no, if there was a 7'10", I definitely missed that. But I do know for sure that they were in Dallas. I was like, man, I should have got my son to go. Yeah. I did not. And I feel bad because of it.
Yeah, who was it? Oh, Fox News did a story on them. They send over this reporter. She's 5'2". And she's like trying to interview the tallest guy. And, you know, she's like barely at the bottom of his rib cage. She's got a permanent crick in her neck from trying to interview people.
Did she get the Oculus glasses?
The Oculus glasses?
So what will happen during these meetups is the main person will give the shortest person Meta glasses. I thought they were related to the Oculus, and it's called point of, you know, the point of view, and it's recording and showing her point of view. Oh. And the one that I saw was the instance in Texas, the shortest person was 5 foot tall, and it just showed her in the land of giants.
Hell yeah.
This is so weird. And it's funny because the one in New York had the black girl from Saturday Night Live, Leslie Jones, who is 6 feet tall.
Right.
She said, and she got the sticker, "I'm the shortest tall person."
Wow. At 6 foot, she was the shortest person. That's crazy.
Yes.
That could be fun.
Nah. We'll send you both and you guys can do a report.
Well, I mean, they happen all over.
You can come with me. You can be Pancho to my Don Quixote.
Oh, thank you, Cisco.
Cisco. He goes right for the racial things every time, doesn't he, Chief?
I listen to a lot of classic radio. It's all racist.
Maybe it comes natural.
Maybe. I'm not even fighting you guys anymore. It's not worth the energy. Why try to change your opinion when obviously you are prejudiced against me?
Did he just throw the race card?
Because you have prejudged me. That makes you prejudicial. By definition. So there. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. And we'll be back next week. We are getting into the holiday season, so we will do our level best to finish out the year strong. I think we're on track for 51 episodes this season. Yay. And, of course, come January, we'll be starting season 10. And hopefully there'll be a couple of changes. We hope you'll enjoy those. And but before we go anywhere, even tonight, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Happy Pole Airlines. Discount fares without the dumb rules. We don't fly MD-11, DC-10, A320, 737 MAX, Boeing Starliner, or any other trouble-ridden flying objects. No checked baggage fees, because we have no checked baggage. No flight attendants to boss you around. You buy space in a nice packing crate with holes to let in the oxygen. You can bring the number of bags you can carry of no more than 50 pounds each, 100 to 500 bucks to go anywhere and no hassles. Happy Pole Airways, the new way to fly without any illusions about how we are going to treat you. And Stitch's carry-all service for felines. If you are a cat and eat your food slower than golden retriever speed of 1.5 seconds per bowl, you need this service. Stitch will remove the uneaten food from your bowl and carry it free of charge to his treasure spot in the living room. That way, Mama Hurricane can find it when she needs to refill later. Another gesture of friendship toward cats brought to you by the Canine Protective Force. And Empress Showcat, queen of all she surveys, proposes this peace treaty with the Canine Protective Force. Stop eating our food and we will stop planning to make your noses resemble ground beef. In addition, get the small curly dog to stop chasing us. You would think that a dog created from two smart breeds wouldn't have the brains of a turnip. Showcat now requires the podcast to end now. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.